Hi, I'm Adam Pearson, presenter and producer of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Sci-fi fan, yes.
First of all, this podcast, similar sci-fi fans, I'm sure, will be all too aware of your podcast.
But hope so.
For those that haven't heard it, just tell us where it started, what it's all about.
I'm glad you asked me that. I thought you might ask me that question. It started many years ago. I was sat in the car a lot simply because my daughter did a lot of dance school. So I'd have to drive out to Shanklin and sit in the car for 4 hours. So my friend told me about Doctor Who Online, which is a still going website. So I had a look at it, and on that website there was loads of news and bits and bobs, and this interesting little thing, podcast. I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I gave it a listen. It was a DW WhoCast, and I was glued to that podcast straight away. There weren't a lot of Doctor Who podcasts out at that time. But after a while, I started thinking, I wouldn't mind having a go at that, because I do rabbit on quite a lot. So we started a podcast, but unfortunately it only lasted 5 episodes simply because I couldn't work out a way of getting it onto iTunes. So when I had worked out getting a podcast onto iTunes and getting some decent recording equipment and whatever, we started it again. That became the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. And it's sort of, I started with Alicia, my daughter, initially, but she got more and more teenage as time went on and sort of drifted away from Doctor Who and the podcast. And we had regular feedback contributors that would eventually started coming in. I had my mate Ben Shoveler, who's a DJ at a radio station in Slough. I think it's Time or something like that, which is rather appropriate. And he was a co-presenter on it first. And then we got Kirby Bartlett-Sloan, who from America, who is a regular feedback contributor. He came in, and then we had one from Australia, Reese Parton, Robert Haynes from Australia. Neither of them are on the show anymore, but they've been heavily involved in it over the time. And then Mary Lang, who's a current co-presenter from America. She's got a lovely voice. She's just got that, you know, that sort of listenable voice, and she came in to join the show. And fortunately, more recently, Debbie Melrose, she was working at the post office in Cowes, and find out she's a Doctor Who fan, and she's got more knowledge of it than me, bear in mind I've written 2 books about Doctor Who. She came on the show, and she's been a revelation, having a local who lives around the corner and a co-presenter. So in that time we've done about 265 episodes, about 2 hour shows each one, and it's been great fun. And I hope the listeners that obviously do know about the show enjoy it. So
what started out as you sitting in your car,
yep,
thinking of things to do, listening to a podcast 5 years ago, whatever, yep, it was, has now turned into a show that, yep, has a worldwide audience.
It does. I don't like to, I'm not saying it to brag, but because I just do it for fun, and it's nice to know you've got a few listeners tuning in, and you'd like to get more listeners, because it's interesting to hear what people are saying, opinions on the show, because a lot of Doctor Who fans, they sometimes talk as if they don't like the show, but it's just, you know, it's like a politics thing in some ways. But when you check the listening figures on the website, and you see quite recently we've had our over millionth hit, you know, in 5 years, a million hits is amazing. That's obviously feeds, downloads or whatever. We're sort of comfortable with 1,000 listeners a week worldwide. It's fantastic, but I think we've probably got more than that.
The show itself, the content, obviously it's all about Doctor Who.
We try to keep it on Doctor Who, but unfortunately we do tend to deviate, shall we say.
Sure. And in terms of, is it talking about the current series? Is it talking, yep, about historical episodes?
Well, at the moment, we're on a thing that I invented called The Journey, which is watching every story of Doctor Who from the beginning onwards. We're currently up to a story called The Crusade, William Hartnell's story. But and we started that in January. So in previous years, we've just sort of dipped in here and there, just randomly, I suppose. And obviously, when the new series is on, we'll stop and just look at all the new series episodes, things like that. And we've had specials where we've had guests on, and, you know, we've been at conventions remotely, obviously, because I can't go over to America, but fortunately we're the official podcast of 2 American conventions, and of course they get the celebrities in, so we're able to talk live to celebrities. Sorry, unfortunately the show's not live, but it's a live show as you're recording it, when under those circumstances. So that side of things, it's just amazing how it's built up from where it was to, you know, having that sort of listenership.
Sum up what Doctor Who means. I mean, I've seen photos of you and the family, conventions and all
sorts. Dragged
sorts.
Into those photos they were as well.
In your outfits. I mean, in terms of being a fan, you're right up there, aren't you?
I am, but I think when I see other people, I'm nowhere near to that level. I do love the show and I do love talking about it. And I'm a fan of being part of that podcast. In fact, I feel in some ways that all the other people involved in the show are massive fans. So that's why we do a quiz every week, because I just sit back and then test their knowledge, because I haven't really got that much knowledge. You know, I do know a lot, but proper Doctor Who fans know ridiculous things. There's a chap called Toby Haydoke. You know, you bandy a question at him and he'll just pick a tiniest thing out of, you know, like the floor manager and stuff like that. You know, I'm not up to that level. I have to research stuff if I want to find stuff out. But I'm a massive Doctor Who fan, but not as big as I think most of them are. I wish I could be, actually, because I haven't enough time. My wife would not allow me to do the things that other Doctor Who fans do, going to conventions, etc.
And what's next?
I certainly like to go to a UK convention and, you know, meet some stars, do some interviews that way. I've been begging my wife to let me do that. It hasn't happened yet, but I'll still try. Obviously, we've got more conventions, link-ups coming up. There's one this year with ConGT and Conquer Sturbris in America. They've got guests that are coming on, and I'm looking forward to, you know, speaking to... I think Paul McGann is actually going to be one of the guests at one of those conventions, so that's going to be great. So it's just sort of progressing and carrying on, rabbiting on about what we talk about and deviating to other subjects, which is what we tend to do, unfortunately, and taking the mickey out of each other. So it's just a laugh, basically.
And anyone that hasn't yet, for whatever reason, discovered this podcast and wants to be a listener and wants to hear it regularly, where do they need to find it?
Well, we're on iTunes. Just have to search the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. That's 20 MB megabyte, not the word megabyte. Or you can go to Podbean. The site was 20megabytedoctorwhopodcast.podbean.com. But if you Google the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, you'll find something, as it'll come up straight away. It's quite a long title, isn't it? It's got to be said. I should have thought of that at the beginning of it, but it's settled in now.
It is an amazing achievement from where it started to where it is now, 5 years on.
It is.
You must be pretty chuffed.
I'm very chuffed, yes. I'd just like to have a few more Isle of Wight listeners. We have a few, nowhere near as many as your radio station has, but hopefully now it might lift up a little bit. We might get some local interest.